The collection, use and sharing of health information needs major change and should be electronic and integrated, according to a new report from HICWA. The Health Information and Quality Authority says a new shared system needs to be set up to provide people with access to their health records and to ensure care is more coordinated and efficient across the healthcare system. The European Parliament recently set a target of 100% of EU citizens having access to their records electronically by 2030. We can talk now to HICWA Director Rachel Flynn, who's in our Cork studio. Very good afternoon to you, Rachel Flynn, and thank you for talking to us this afternoon. What is the picture in relation to access and digitisation of medical records in this country?
Okay, good afternoon, Brian, and thank you for having me on the show. So yeah, you are correct that the European Parliament has set a target that every citizen should have access to electronic health records by 2030, so that's 8 years away. This will be very challenging for us in Ireland because the majority of systems, we don't have a national electronic system in Ireland, we don't have a national portal. The majority of systems in our health and social care are collected using paper-based systems. There are some electronic systems, but they're not interconnected. And this makes the delivery of care extremely complex. And there are definitely efficiencies to be gained by having these national systems and this national infrastructure. So if we compare ourselves to other European countries, they would be much further along this journey. Just to give the example of Denmark, they would have started this work over 30 years ago, making their systems electronic using a standard-based approach. They have a patient portal that allows their public to go on, make appointments, request repeat prescriptions, look at waiting times and waiting lists within hospitals, and to look at their data as well, and a list of medications that they are prescribed.
Yeah, so, for example, I mean, we all know if you go to the GP in this country, I think most GPs now will open up their screen and will be able to see your file, and that presumably has all information in relation to your medical records with the general practice. But if you go into an A&E department in the early hours of the morning needing attention, the hospital doesn't necessarily or actually won't have access to that same data. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. So there isn't one single point of truth around what medication that you're on at a national level. So if you're being treated by multiple consultants within a hospital, or if you change location or go on holiday to another location and you're admitted through the emergency department, those treating consultants do not have access to that information. They're reliant on asking the patient what medication they're on or phoning that other hospital and accessing their records via that means.
So the priority then is to provide that kind of across-the-board digitisation. What's involved? How far behind the curve are we?
Yeah, so it is extremely challenging for us. As I said, Denmark, probably Estonia, Finland have been on this journey for many, many years and would be much further ahead. I suppose the first thing is having robust legislation. And the positive news is the minister in April of this year announced that he was going to develop clear legislation around health information. And that what that would provide would be clear rules around what can be collected, used and shared, because this information is extremely sensitive. It needs to be safeguarded, and also patients need to know and understand their rights in terms of health information. So I think that's really positive, and that's progressing. They're drafting the heads of bill as we speak. The second thing that we found that it's very important to engage with the public on this topic because of the sensitivity of the information, but also the public want to be more engaged around their information and what's recorded about them. So again, having a really good understanding of the views of the public and engaging them throughout the journey, as well as the professionals as well. You need to have the infrastructure, so that's the actual technology piece, you know, the systems, the electronic health records, the portals, and then you need to make sure that it's governed correctly. Our health and social care system is a mix. You know, you mentioned there, Brian, around the GP. So there's some of it in the private, some of it is provided by the HSE. So the infrastructure needed needs to be developed at a national level to include the private as well.
Okay.
The majority of nursing homes in this country are private. Home care is provided by private care entities as well. So again, it's really important that it's not just a HSE solution, that it incorporates all the health and social care that's provided in this country.
Very good. Rachel Flynn from HICWA, thanks very much for that.